Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchtkopf-Roth. She's senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, columnist for Real Clear Markets, author of Women's Figures, an Illustrated Guide to the Economic Progress of Women in America. And I encourage you to find that, folks, and especially ladies. And also Regulating the Disaster, all about how green job policies are hurting America. Those are available wherever books are sold. Diana, you want to give us a website, please?
www.manhattan-institute.org. That's my website. You can find everything about me on my scholar page on the Manhattan Institute website.
Sounds check it out, folks. And I'm the happy recipient of her all of her stuff every week, and I benefit from that, and you will as well. Diana, we talked earlier about the debate about whether to extend the unemployment benefits, there's another debate about whether to increase minimum wage. This is when I hear things like this as a free market type of person, all I see is the government trying to get involved in the pricing of products in the marketplace in an area they know nothing about, mucking around in the marketplace to do nothing but try to gain some political advantage, and without any regard for the upheaval that they're creating in the marketplace. What do you think?
That's absolutely right, especially the federal government. I mean, if we're going to have any government set these rules, it should be the state government.
Right.
So North Carolina just lowered its duration of unemployment benefits in June from 43 weeks to 19 weeks. And people might say, well, that's so cruel, the sky's going to fall, North Carolina's going to go in the rubble. But North Carolina's unemployment rate went down by over one percentage point, and it created 22,000 jobs. There's 22,000 more people in North Carolina employed today than in June because it did that.
The marketplace is a pure organism, but it is not an organism that is always perfect and is always beautiful. Sometimes there are mistakes. Sometimes things happen. But one thing we know about the marketplace is it will fix itself. And sometimes, you know, some people get hurt, some people benefit, and it's just, but that's life, isn't it? And when the government gets in to try to pick winners and losers, that's when more damage is done, in my opinion. Diana, what do you think?
Yes, exactly, especially when the federal government tries to legislate things in states such as Wyoming, North Carolina, where they don't know anything about it. And there's different cost of livings in these different states. So to say that they should all have a minimum wage of $10.10, maybe that might not displace people in New York City, but it certainly would displace people in Alabama or Mississippi, for example. These are very regional differences, and having the federal government involved in it doesn't take account of those.
And one thing you have to notice, folks, when any politician does anything, Democrat or Republican, there's almost always some interest group that's behind it. And when you raise minimum wage, even though we now know that it's not really going to affect small businesses that much, it's going to hurt a lot of small employees. But you and I both know, Diana, that many, many union contracts are automatic, serendipitous increases.
Right, exactly. They're based off of the minimum wage. So
that's
it's the minimum
right.
wage plus a certain amount.
And it's just a serendipitous raise for them, isn't it? If the minimum wage goes up, they automatically get a raise. It's based on that. So it ripples, even though it hurts the small people in terms of hiring them, it does ripple through the payroll expense for corporations, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. And it helps a lot of these unionized workers.
Yeah.
But I think what's most important, as we said before, is it cuts the unskilled out of the market and it favors the people who have these jobs already.
Well, here's the other thing, Diana. You said that it gives those people, those union guys, a raise. But you might say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, they got a raise, but they didn't produce one ounce of new production.
You find these artificial raises like Pillowtex in North Carolina when it bargained for a raise when it became unionized. Then right. The firm went down and it moved offshore.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Diana, give us the website again, please.
www.manhattan-institute.org.
.org. You can find Diana Furchcott Ross articles there. Her scholar page is right there. Also, don't forget her books, Women's Figures and Regulating to Disaster. Diana, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Great to be with you, and congratulations on your forthcoming book.
Thank you, Diana. I appreciate it very much. Diana Furchcott Roth, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. And I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.